A new survey found that 2/3 of Americans have delayed or skipped important cancer screenings during the pandemic. These include mammograms and colonoscopies. In addition, there was also a racial dimension. The online survey was conducted by the Harris Poll for the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Richard Schilsky is the Chief Medical Officer and Executive Vice President of the Society.
Many of them reported being concerned about having postponed these screenings, that there might be an early cancer that has gone undetected. These same people indicated that, you know, most of them are not pursuing those strategies that are known to be effective in reducing the risk of getting cancer, like using sunblock or maintaining a healthy weight or limiting their alcohol consumption, all modifiable risk factors that can actually reduce a person's risk of getting cancer. When we surveyed people who have cancer or their caregivers, 80% of them reported feeling a huge emotional burden from the pandemic and limiting their contact with others because of fear of contracting COVID-19.
Do we then expect that there might be some kind of increase or spike in the number of serious cancer cases or deaths because people didn't go and get these traditional forms of medical treatment?
Well, that's certainly the concern, and even our National Cancer Institute has projected the possibility that, you know, some years down the road, we might see a spike in new cancer cases. I think we don't know that with certainty. Certainly, you know, many people, you know, routinely fail to get their screenings exactly on schedule, and it turns out not to be a big problem. But nevertheless, I mean, we certainly encourage that everyone check in with their healthcare provider now, find out if they're scheduled for a screening, you know, gain confidence that it's safe to undergo the screening procedure, whatever it might be, and get that screening done as quickly as it's practical for them and, you know, in their community. Because at the end of the day, there's no question that cancer screenings save lives, reduce the mortality from cancer, enable us to detect it earlier. And we don't want people to put those off unnecessarily.
Now, you also looked at a racial dimension to the issue of cancer.
Maybe not surprisingly, in the current climate in the nation today, a majority of Americans felt that a person's race can affect the health care they receive. And Black and Hispanic Americans were much more likely than white Americans to hold those views, about 76% of Blacks and 70% of Hispanics feeling that way. Blacks were also significantly more likely than whites to feel that they have unequal access to cancer care in America. And of course, this is on the backdrop of data that shows that Black Americans actually have some of the worst cancer outcomes, highest death rates, and shortest survival of any racial or ethnic group with cancer. You know, all of the data about cancer disparities by race, as far as we know, have nothing to do with biological differences between people. These are issues that stem largely from differences in socioeconomic status, access to resources, health literacy, understanding the risk factors for cancer and the early warning signs of cancer, and simply, you know, having good access to the healthcare system.
Richard Schilsky is the Chief Medical Officer and Executive Vice President of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.